Хөрхөн охид trap сонсон. Trap сонсон, trap донтсон. Түүний сонсон хөгжим дур булан. Дадаш дуудан дур булан мууруулаа.
What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. The gang is back.
What's up?
We got the Ween Dog.
Yeah, dude.
As well as Tyler Smith.
Yo.
Thank you, guys. I want to thank Speedweed. Listen, marijuana is legal in California. It's legal, okay? Don't leave your house to get it, okay? Those dispensaries are a trap. You sit all day there. You go there. There's cops waiting. They go like, hey, try this one. Try that one. Then you got a DUI. It's terrible. But Speedweed has you covered, okay? They give me THC sex lube, which I'm telling you, if you have not tried it, sex is so, I don't have sex without it now. I even jerk off with it. That's how fucking I use it as lotion to
really
to masturbate. Wow. And it feels so much better. Like, vagina feels amazing as it is, vagina, but on THC sex lube, I cannot recommend this enough. Even my wife, who's a pretty conservative lady, is like, man, we should use that sex lube. Like, she loves it.
Really?
So, yes.
I mean, so, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It totally makes sense. Like, shit feels better when you're high.
Dude. Yeah. But it's just warmer in there. It's like the vagina's warmer. I last longer. It's like, it's great. So THC sex lube, joints, edibles, CBD. I'm giving stuff to Tyler right now as we speak. Okay. I don't know.
Mints.
Mints.
I thought those were birth control pills.
We got you covered. We got you covered, guys. Go to speedweed.com. Mention Roasted for $10 off, $100 or more. Speedweed.com. Also, Sparks Cannabis. Thank you, Sparks Cannabis. So, it's going to be a great show. We have a girl that came to my show. This girl is gorgeous, by the way. She came to my show. She's in the LFA. She's got a 4-4 record, but she's a lot better than 4-4. It's fun because a lot of the fights she lost could have went her way. You know, that happens a lot.
Like split decisions?
Split decisions. Man. Or her name is Caitlin. Her nickname is Katniss. Caitlin Neal. She's got 71,000 followers. That's how hot she is. I would recommend her. She's calling in about 45 minutes. She's a hottie. So this girl right here, we're going to talk to her.
Hello.
What's going on? First of all, yesterday I had an audition, right, for a CBS show, and I was late. They said, give yourself 10, 15 minutes to park. I left like I got there a half hour. I get to the lot. They're like, you could try to find parking at CBS, but... if not, go to that place. So, like, and they pointed. So now it's, like, cut to, like, 40 minutes later. I still can't find parking.
Oh, my God.
And I have to park at, like, the Grove. Fuck. I'm in, like, two different... I'm keep going up and up and up, and I can't find parking. I'm just like, oh, my God, I finally got an audition. And then, I saw a guy who was paraplegic in a wheelchair, and I just had this, like, feeling of, like, you know... I bet he found parking. I was like, come on, actually, I'm a pretty lucky guy. I'm a very, very lucky guy.
Yeah, I mean, so, at least you're not that fucked, dude.
Yeah, of course.
It's dude, I just pulled my back this weekend, like threw my back out deadlifting, and that was my immediate thought was like, dude, if I ever was paralyzed, I would be the worst.
The worst.
It would suck so bad. The fucking so, good on you guys.
I'd kill myself.
So the last 2 weeks, I've been on a cruise ship. I was, I flew from L.A., to Miami, to St. Thomas. I met the ship on... It's the worst sometimes you go, like, when you meet it, like, on half the ship. Basically, they divide the comics. So, like, if it's, like, a week-long cruise, they have two comics come in the middle, two comics meet, and then at the end. But it's great. It's the worst, because you go to St. Thomas, you're there for 10 minutes, and then you hit the boat, and then the boat leaves. So it's like, yeah, I didn't get to actually see St. And then I went back to Miami. Went to Miami, and the shows were good, but, you know, these kids' shows... There's little kids there, three, four, five, and I was getting, and then like the parents left their kids up front. They're like 10 feet behind them.
Is this
laughing.
like a middle of the day show?
No, it's an 8 o'clock show, but it's one of those things where the parents were like laughing at the fact that the kids were just talking to me. I'd be like, you ever, blah, blah, no, yes, blah, blah. Yeah. Finally, I just had like a meltdown. I'm like, listen, this show's brought to you by Planned Parenthood.
Oh my God.
And I started looking at the kids because I was like, the kid's like, I get A's, I get B's, I get... They started telling me what their grades.
Uh-huh.
And then one kid's like, I get 20s. I'm like, yeah, you got a 20 to leave the room so mom can be with dad. And, like, I just started going off. It was sort of like the wedding singer when he just goes yeah, off. He's like, some of us will never find love. And he pointed to that person.
Yeah, I just watched that. It's a fucking great movie.
Oh, Adam Sandler, his movies are good now. The Netflix movies are a lot better than where he was doing for a while. Like those romantic
comedies. Did you watch the new one? With Jennifer Aniston, the murder mystery?
I saw the one with David Spade.
It's pretty funny.
It was good. It was like almost like vintage Sandler.
Yeah. Almost.
So, yeah. So
a little polished.
So that was cool. And then I went right from the cruise ship to, where was I? Naples, to do shows in Naples, which was actually another older crowd. I'm like, it's hard doing comedy for The Walking Dead. but they were good. It was at a seafood restaurant called Off the Hook Comedy Club, and they serve lobster and like all this, which was great. But of course, like this girl that was like, super hot was like, oh, you're so funny. She's from Hungary. And she's like, at the end, she's like, so what are you doing later? And I was like, I got a wife and kid, you know, but you know, like, and she didn't say, like, do you want to, like,
right, right,
she
right.
said, you want to go out to the bar with me and the friends. So I was like, I can't be going. Then the next day, she comes back to get a picture with me. Like, when does that ever happen?
Know,
and then,
dude.
And then she's wearing, like, her tits are like fucking, you know, triple G's or something. And she's wearing this tight shirt. And like when I take the picture, my hand is like in the air. Like I don't even put my arm around her, like covering like anywhere near.
You don't have her hands?
Like,
hover hands?
Yeah, it's too close for comfort.
Not even close. Like my hair's like my hand's like going off.
Yeah, you know, you're already treading. You're already treading water as it is.
And you know, a lot of comics cheat on their wives. I would say most of the married comics that I know do cheat on their wives. And not to snitch him out, but it's just
right,
the fact.
Right, right.
Like I don't, I love my wife, and also I just couldn't live with that guilt. Like I'm not good at that. Mm-hmm. And then I beat myself up enough as it is, and then I'll think everything goes wrong, and it's because of me. And then I got to live a lie.
It is.
I just don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Like I'm not judging those who do cheat.
It's your Jew conscience, dude.
It's your.
I have it too.
It's your thing.
Me too, dude.
It just eats you. It eats you alive until you fucking
it
crack
eats
and you
alive.
Break and you're a broken man.
And now having a daughter too, I want to. Like I don't want to cheat on my little baby's mom, you know.
Yeah.
So the thing is, though, this girl, she was laying it on kind of thick, I think. But a part of me also thinks that women like married men. A lot of them do because number one, I think they like the chase of it, and they also think if a guy is willing to like cheat on his wife and his kid, it makes them much more hotter.
Yeah.
So it's about them.
It's like gay dudes trying to convert straight guys, you know? It's the same principle, you
same
know?
Same principle,
where
right?
they're like, I'm going to make this dude gay. Same thing. Women are like, I'm going to get this guy to cheat on his wife for me. Because I'm so fucking hot.
And maybe like, they've once been cheated on and like... And I'm not saying this girl was doing that. I just think that there is a certain... There's a certain... Like Nikki Glaser back in the day... went on a show with me, and she was like, she like went for married men. You know,
like her game.
I just think that some girls are into that, and but I think it's more about them than you. I don't.
Oh,
think
for
it's,
sure.
I don't think it's
for
me.
Sure.
I think it's them.
It's like a game, dude. It's like
yeah,
a game.
Exactly. But I mean, it's like think about how guys go after women. It's like the best part of like going for a girl is that initial like the chase, and then like, oh, I got it. And once you get it, you're like. All right, cool.
Yeah, totally.
I have this. This is cool, but like, I want to go chase that one now. It's like you're a fucking animal,
Chris
dude.
Rock like, had a joke about how like somewhere some guy's like, man, I gotta go home and fuck Tyra Banks tonight.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
He actually never did that on special. I saw him do it live. I thought that was a great bit.
And brilliant, because it doesn't like you know. At some point in your life, you'll realize like, okay, there's always gonna be something else. I'm always gonna like some part of my brain's always gonna want something else, and you just like tell yourself like. No.
You tell
like,
yourself,
I made
no.
the choice. I made the choice.
Yeah,
I'm committed to
that.
This person. Like, that's it.
You got
to
have that. By the way, but I think the TRT is not helping. Like, I'm feeling a
oh,
lot
hell
better
no,
on
dude.
TRT. I gained about 5 pounds. They nice. Said that you will gain about 5 pounds, but it will come off.
Interesting.
Because I was like.
Water weight, maybe?
I don't know. But I don't like it. But I feel like I look better. Mm-hmm. I feel like I
look
better.
You look great, man.
But I also feel like. But I don't like. But I'm like, what the fuck? Why am I 5 pounds heavier? Because in my mind, as a wrestler, I'm always like, oh, I'd be in a upper weight class. Now I get my ass kicked by those guys. But I'm like, first of all, I'm not in a weight class. I'm not wrestling. But for some reason, I still think that lighter, I would succeed in a fight that I'm not even in. Like, I'm not, what the fuck?
You have to start thinking, like, flip to real world scenarios where, like, okay, there are no weight classes and some giant dude could kick my ass.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do
I know,
about
it's
it.
Not like, I'm not going to beat you up at a bar.
All my technique is not going to save my ass when a 300 pound guy is trying to fucking punch
my face.
You
have to make weight at a bar before you fight somebody. Like,
That'd be awesome.
Bar fights, but like, I want to fuck you up, but I'm 6 pounds over. And then you have some guy like on a fucking treadmill or something. By the way, people don't realize that, like, you know, when I was cutting, first of all, there's no excuse for missing weight. Like Roxanne Modafari's tweeted out the other day that she lost 4 fights in her career, and 3 of which were girls who missed weight. Yeah. And, you know, Jennifer Maia did look bigger or stronger than Roxanne.
Did she miss weight?
Yeah, she missed it by 3 pounds. But still, 3 pounds is a lot.
It's a lot. Well, when you're talking about cutting weight, like, you think about 3 pounds isn't that much. But when it's a cut, that means she couldn't cut anymore. So that means she's 25 pounds heavier instead of 15 pounds heavier, you know? Like, yeah.
And the thing is that when I wrestled, there was, you know, I was losing weight the worst fucking kind. I mean, talking about I was wearing 2 rubber suits at night. I would jog with 2 rubber suits on. I would sleep with the windows open, so I would shiver off weight, which didn't even work. I would spit in a cup all day long, all day, you know, and then I would even sleep with 8 layers on to sweat out weight.
Oh, my God.
And I used to take off the rubber suit, and I was able to wring it out. I mean, like puddles.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, eventually, my year, 2 kids died. My year.
Oh, not my gosh.
Not in my league, but in the, I think one from Michigan, whatever.
State, yeah.
Because they were jump roping in the shower with rubber suits on. And another kid took the bike in the shower. And with
in the
rubber,
shower or in the sauna?
In the shower, but they with the,
oh, like the steam? Yeah.
Yeah, they made it like an impromptu steam room, and they both passed out. And I definitely would have done that. I didn't even know that was
an option. Yeah.
Like if somebody would have said, hey, man, you know how you could lose 4 pounds? And I 100% would have done that. And then they changed the rules now where you have to be a certain body percentage, which people are still cheating it, but it's not as much. You can't be like within like 2% body fat or 3%. Right. Speaking of which, Bubba Jenkins is fighting tonight. In Brave. Brave FC. Awesome. Yeah, and Brian Caraway is fighting this weekend in FC, some kind of... we'll talk about these fights. But did you guys, how are you doing? What's up with you?
Seattle's Fighting Championship.
I'm doing pretty good, dude. Got the new podcast dropping out. It's called Creepy Town. It'll be coming out in a few days. Other than that, pretty good, dude. Love life's good. No, I mean, we're having a lot of sex while my girlfriend's on her period. But you know what?
I can't do it, dude.
You can't?
I can't do it. Can't do it.
You just have to turn the lights off.
Can't do it.
Just don't turn them back on.
I don't like fucking with the lights off, though.
I've definitely had sex with girls on their period, but it's usually towards the end or the beginning, and we didn't know. Yeah. So it's on my dick, and it's like...
When it gets a little chunky, it's just like the little like brown turds all over it.
Yeah, right.
Instead of like a bloodbath.
I mean, it's prime real estate for coming inside your girlfriend, dude, because she can't get pregnant.
I don't know if that's true.
Really? The chances of getting pregnant on your period are significantly lower. So, you know, I like those odds, but, you know.
Yeah, because the blood pushes out the...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not going to go up in there.
It's bro science, but it's accurate.
Yeah, and her eggs are recycling. She's getting new eggs. So you got to catch her in that that time when there's no eggs in her body that can take the
sperm.
They're
always in her body.
So are you coming in her now?
Oh, yeah, all the time, dude. Does she know that I'm coming in her? I mean, you know, it's up for
debate. Yes, absolutely she does.
What's going to happen when she gets pregnant?
You know, just get an abortion. No big deal.
It is a big deal. It's no big deal for you, maybe.
I mean, she's against abortions, so I'll have to try to
do it. So it's a huge fucking deal, dude. Come on, what are you talking about?
I have to find a way to have her
be... Do you have a girlfriend? Is this like
it's all made up. It's been made up for the last year. It's like, oh yeah, we're so photoshopping fucking pictures on Instagram.
I feel like he's like a spy or something. And something's going to happen, or he's like a scientist from... Or you're an alien that was brought to this planet.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are coming in your girlfriend.
I mean... I don't like to, but sometimes you just got to do it.
You don't have to do it.
Just because it's like I have like these fetishes in my head that got to get out. It's like, you know, serial killers that can't keep it in no more, so they got to kill somebody.
Are you comparing yourself to a serial killer now?
I mean, I mean, you know.
Serial killers pull out.
He's a serial comer.
Yeah. They just get to the point where they have to, you know, stab somebody. I get to the point where, you know, I just got to come in someone.
But why? What do you like about
that's
coming?
That's fair. I mean, if that's the worst.
Fair.
If that's the worst you're doing, dude, at least you have a girlfriend. Like,
I mean, no, listen, Joe. What are you, 22?
I'm 23.
23, listen, you don't make enough money to have a kid.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're not...
None of us do.
You haven't graduated college.
No, not yet.
Okay, and a kid right now, you still live at home with your parents?
Yeah, I mean my dad.
And she lives at home with her parents?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. You gotta. You
do I mean, not I'm not get her pregnant. Do not get her pregnant.
It's not fair to bring a baby into this situation.
I know it's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, meanwhile, the baby will probably be like the Nobel Peace. Those are usually the ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Cure cancer, but still, okay. Come on. Yeah.
I mean, like there is the argument: if you want your kid to succeed, you bring him into just a completely fucked up situation, like make him persevere through it, because all the winners, all the winners come from shit, or they become a heroin addict and end up in the gutter.
Yeah.
But that's the gamble you have to take if you want successful kids.
Anyway.
Speaking of heroin addict, have you guys seen Los Angeles lately, dude? With all the homeless people?
Yeah. Yes.
There's like a big rat outbreak now and then a big virus. I forgot what it's called.
The bubonic plague?
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
What?
There's typhus.
Yeah.
There's a huge outbreak of typhus.
What's
right
typhus?
Now. Typhoid fever. It's like,
Wasn't that a comedian?
So,
Christopher Typhus.
So there's a typhus outbreak in the homeless community, which is about 53,000 large in Los Angeles. But they're expecting an outbreak of the bubonic plague, which is the black plague, which killed like millions of people in the 1400s.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck? I'm triggered.
Black plague, dude.
Man.
So that's fun. My girlfriend's really tripping out about it because I work downtown with a bunch of homeless people, like right next to Skid Row.
You're not around.
That's most of our engagement, like with the public, is homeless people sitting on our fucking building or taking a piss or taking
seen?
A shit. I saw a dude like just drop trowel and take a shit.
I saw that too
the other day on camera. See, I get to look at everything on camera, so it's pretty awesome. I saw someone run straight into a wall riding a fucking bird. That was hilarious.
Riding a bird. Oh.
Like the little scooter just slammed into a
That's
wall.
Joe's
face
next
first.
Fetish, by the way.
Yeah. So, nothing super crazy yet though.
How are you doing? What's going on with you, Tyler?
Not much. I threw my back out last week, which was fun. So I was in bed all week long just watching fights and Netflix.
How'd you throw your back out?
Dude, I was doing deadlifts, which I haven't done in years. And like I've been having all sorts of issues like with my hips and my back, and like everything's crooked and I'm not aligned, and I was finally feeling good. Like best I've felt in years. Fucking put 185 pounds on the bar. I warmed up 135, couple sets, a set of 185, and then like the third rep in on that second set, and my back just let me down. Just gave up on me.
I heard deadlifting is like the worst thing to do for your back, strangely, you know.
It can't if you don't like you have to just keep your core like completely tight.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you do that and push with your legs, you're fine. But the moment you like relax a little bit, all that weight goes into your back and it's just like game over.
Oh no.
So it took me about 20 minutes to crawl to my room from the garage.
Really?
Yeah. And then, but I'm feeling good now. I cracked it a couple times. I'll probably go see a chiro and no jujitsu for a little while, but you know, whatever.
My wife and I got into a fight because it was our kid's first birthday party's coming up, and she's like, "All right, I need a $5,000 budget."
I was
like,
what?
I was like, "What?" She's like, "There has to be a theme. Like, it'll be poverty. Like, what are you? Are you nuts?" She's like, "I want to have a petting zoo." I'm like, "First of all, we shouldn't have Joe near the fucking petting zoo."
Yeah,
definitely not.
I go. Second of all, we have three cats and a dog. We have a fucking petting zoo. You know what? We don't need. We'll just paint Miles fucking black stripes. She's like, "No." And then her mom agrees with her. I'm like, "No, we don't need that. I don't have that kind of money."
Any more than like, okay, this is just me. Any more than $300 for a one-year-old's birthday party, like that covers food and drinks for people, and like they can bring some fucking streamers
day,
or something.
She wanted to combine it, but still, and the whole thing is like, I'm like, look, I'm not cheap. Like, I'll pay for us to go to Europe next year. You know, like we'll do it.
Right.
We'll go out. We'll go. The whole family will go to France. You know, but I'm not doing. But that's a whole week or 2 weeks. That's memories for life.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it for 3 hours. She's like, well, I end up stuck doing all the stuff. I'm like, well, don't. I'm like, so it was a whole fight. So we compromised to like 1,200, and that's like a compromise. She wanted these beach balls with the baby's names on them.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, no one wants these beach. She didn't even go to the beach. Like, she's like, well, we'll put them in the pool. I'm like,
has she ever been to the beach?
Yeah.
Have you taken her to the beach yet?
She wants 50 beach balls for the guests with Violet's birthday in them. She's like, it's really important to me. I'm like, well, you know what's important to me? Food.
But like, what about like, okay, like, suggest something that's actually useful, like a mug or like, you know,
or like college a, for the kids.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, how about you give us $100 so we can send Violet to college?
Yeah, it's fucking, it's ridiculous.
I don't think you should be doing anything like that for a kid until they can. They're going to be able to remember it when they're older.
1,000%, Joe.
You know, because I remember my family taking me on like big trips to like Florida, Disney World when I was super young. I don't remember any of that. They spent like $15,000 on it.
She wouldn't even know what petting zoo. She doesn't between like a stuffed animal or.
It's probably going to scare the shit out of her.
Yeah.
My mom got a Bart Simpson for me when I was like 5 for my birthday party, like a giant Bart Simpson. Scared the shit out of me.
Dude, I
like
got that,
scarred me for fucking
I
life.
Had that baby shark costume that I put aspirin in and I like put it on and my baby started like she was screaming and yelling. By the way, first of all, that fight, like I was like almost crying that night. Like I couldn't sleep when aspirin got knocked out in 5 seconds.
Really?
Oh, I felt so terrible. I felt like, because I was number one championing, he's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
He hooked me up with Rockfin, and he's a buddy of mine. And I've always, and I was championing to get him in the UFC. And,
forever.
And I was nervous because of the way he looked against against Jordan Burroughs, number one, because I know that everyone's like Jordan Burroughs, but like a prime Askren wrestling, that's a good match.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about Jordan, I mean, Bubba Jenkins beat Jordan Burroughs in college. Bubba's a great wrestler, but I'm saying Askren, so there's that. And then the fact that, like, just the way it happened and him lying there and then the way Masvidal acted afterwards, it was just terrible. I couldn't sleep. My wife's yelling at me, like, we were in Vegas, and she's like, what's the matter? I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. Like, and I had to do that.
I'm fucking depressed, okay.
I had to do that group text chat while that was going on.
Oh, man.
And it was, but also.
So you have to, like, be writing jokes about it, too.
But also, I felt bad because the baby shark video, we put our kids in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this guy's the best. They're probably like, what's the guy got knocked out in 5 seconds? I'm like, our wrestlers probably think like those three kids were not his kids. Those are kids that I coach. Anyway, let's talk about some fights. Tonight, by the way, PFL is tonight. Chris Wade is fighting.
Chris Wade.
Good wrestler, good guy. But now he wants to be a karate guy. He wants to be exciting now. I think that's a kiss of death.
Isn't that what most wrestlers do that come into like MMA? They like, all right, I'm a professional wrestler, but I'm going to focus on striking, you know?
I don't understand it. By the way, they're saying that Askren might fight Maya next.
Oh.
Who do we like in that fight?
Oh. Damian Maya.
Really?
I'm sorry. I love you, Ben Askren, but I've said it before. Like, you can't go against Damian Maya. I can't go against Damian Maya.
But don't you think that maybe, well, here's the problem with that fight. It seems like the blueprint has been made to beat Damian Maya, and guys like Colby Covington and Woodley did it.
Yeah.
But those are very super athletic guys with
So here's the difference is they get the hips, engage the hips so they don't get taken down, and then they follow it with hands and feet, which Ben Askren's not going to do. It's just going to be a grappling match. Like, it's going to be a straight up grappling match.
It'll be fun though.
Will it be fun if he gets taken down and choked out and like a minute and a half?
See, I don't think that's going to happen. This is the difference. Like, I think we're going to have to see a different Damian Maya for this. It's not going to be a Damian Maya taking him down and taking his back. It's going to be Damian Maya working from the guard, is what I see.
I agree.
Because Ben Askren's going to take him down. Because Ben Askren doesn't give a shit about his guard.
Yeah, he was. Know?
No, I don't
really?
Think he will. Yeah, I don't think he will.
At that level? I mean, Ben Askren's a black belt, right?
Yeah.
But
exactly.
A Wisconsin black belt, right?
Well, I mean, it's a Wisconsin black belt, but he's still, like, he's not a Damian Maya.
He's not a Damian Maya black belt, but still, like, it's a different game. Like, you cannot be a black belt and still make it in MMA because of the punching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, you just have to know when those moments are, and a black belt will know that. I mean, Ben Askren will know that.
Don't you think Duke Rufus will, like, reassess all of it? And I was concerned about Askren before the fight because I'm like, he was texting me like an hour before about the baby shark video. And I was like, bro, like, you know,
like, you like, have a fight in an
I
hour.
Was like, you know what would get a ton of hits? Like, you fucking, you know, submitting Masvidal in 12 seconds, you know? But I talked to Woodley and them about that, and they said he's always been like that. Like, in college, he was like, they'd be like, yo, you have a match in 12 seconds against the state champ, and you go and pin the guy in 12 seconds. They said in Bellator, before his fight, his buddy was there, and he's like, I bet I can cradle you in 30 seconds. They're like, no, you can't. So he held up the fight because he was in the back.
Held up his walkout
because
he was fucking sparring.
Cradle his friend.
That's hilarious.
Do you think that's a way for him to deal with his nerves before like fights? Because I know, like, even in comedy, people, like, comedians will do that before they go on stage.
Oh, yeah,
they distract their mind.
Completely disassociate. Yeah,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe. I mean, I know that my sets are usually better when I'm not thinking about them. But So yeah, so do we like, I think Askren can beat Damian Maya. He's got to learn how to jab and stay away and kick. I mean, I'm sure he knows that, but he really has to do it in this fight. You know, because it does Maya's jiu-jitsu cancel out wrestling, and then it does become a striking contest? And in which case, is Maya have the better striker?
I think he may, and he's a little longer. So yeah, it could just become a jab contest or in a 1-2 contest. But right. I don't think it'll be that. I think it'll be a pure, like, just ground fest.
And they're also
or a lot of pushing up against the cage and booze.
They're also saying Rampage is Rampage is fighting Fedor and Ryzen.
Jesus,
that's dope.
Is it dope?
Yeah, dude.
Is it dope like in 94 or
yeah, exactly
2019?
I mean, they're both old dudes.
I think Rampage wins this.
I think judging from the last couple Fedor performances, I would take Rampage. He just hasn't looked the same. Even the ones that he's won, he hasn't looked the same.
Fedor?
Yeah.
Against Chael?
Yeah, he just hasn't looked like
a non-airy role.
I don't think Rampage makes that mistake. You know, like if Rampage is on top of you, he's just slamming down fucking fists. Like he's not going to try to finesse anything. He's
Lance Palmer's fighting tonight against Luis Rafael Laurentino, who's 34-1. You know, the thing about PFL, they get these guys from Brazil and Dagestan that you've never heard of. But they're 34-1.
Yeah.
And these guys are killers.
And they're killers.
And the thing about, you know, Lance Palmer, he was telling me that a lot of these guys in the UFC, they, because of the whole point system, 6 points for a first round finish, 5, they all go out for that first round finish.
Yeah.
And they leave themselves open to get knocked out.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Interesting.
So, also, Jeremy Kennedy is a guy who got knocked out quickly, who's a good fighter against Steven Seiler.
I don't know Steven Seiler.
He's like this super tall, lengthy. He's hard to fight, but he's fighting. And my boy Andre Harrison, we love him. Dre the Bull is fighting Mavlid Kayabulayev, who's 14-0.
Oh no!
From Dagestan.
What is Harrison? Is he a
Harrison's 21-1. His only loss is to Lance Palmer. He was like took second in state of New York. Wrestling guy, awesome. He was like 18-0. I kept trying to get them to sign him, but he was like 18-0 with 17 decisions.
It'll be interesting. I've always like watching like American wrestling versus the Dagestanis. Like yeah. I just want to see. I like no matter what happens with Ben Askren, I would love to see him in Khabib. Well, just because like just that those styles like that's a fun fight.
Well, now they're saying that GSP
might not be a fun
GSP
fight. It might be a fun
up.
For grapplers.
GSP might come back to fight Khabib.
Same thing.
Who wins that fight?
I think GSP does, just because he's a little more polished.
He's a little more polished.
Yeah, a little more well-rounded. Yes, but like in the later days of GSP, like back when he was the champ before his comeback, you knew exactly what was going to happen. He's going to jab you. He's going to Superman jab you. He's going to throw a head kick, and then he's going to take you down. And it's perfect every time.
Yeah.
Like he just did. Yeah, he got hit. Yeah, maybe he got taken down, but he gets right back up. And it's like he just fucking wins the fight. Khabib, he's the guy that has the insane strength and power and whatever. And perfect, like perfect European wrestling technique. So, I don't know,
but is
man.
Is that fight at 170?
It is at 170.
Well, he's not making 55 GSP.
No way. So, well, he said he could try, but I don't. After he went up to 185,
so is Khabib's strength going to hold at 170 versus 55?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it does because I mean DC talks about him being the strongest person he's ever wrestled. So
really,
yeah.
I'll tell you what I think. God damn it! I think I think the UFC should open up the 165 pound division, and they're going to have Khabib versus GSP for the title, the 165.
You can't do
division.
That though, because then you got to get rid of the 170. You're gonna make that 75. I agree that it's stupid to go 55, 80, 205.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But at the same time, what do you do with the 170 people then? Then they're gonna be like complaining.
No, they'll go down to. This is the thing with 170. All those guys can make either 65 or 75. So like. There's the guys that struggle to make 70 that would just bump up to 75, and then the guys that should be at 65 that fight 70 because there is no 65. There's no real, like, 170-pound like body, you know? Like most of those guys, they're either cutting too much or cutting too little. Most of them.
Right.
Because of how it's structured, like all the way up, it's like so through stupid. Wrestling and stuff. That's why. It's not like those people don't exist, but they've been living their whole life making like 163 or like 167. It's never 170, you know?
High school wrestling was the dumbest. Like, it was 103, 112, 119, 125, 30, 35, 40, 45, 52, 60, 71, 89.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like 60 and 71, you know? Like what the fuck is that?
89.
Like, yeah, and then to 89. Like,
who did this? But it was strange.
Was it like converted from kilograms or something?
I don't know.
Probably.
No, it was high school. I don't know what they did. It was a bunch of dumb guys. Wrestling is like...
It was converted from whatever the fucking Roman numerals.
Wrestling is obviously, I think, the greatest sport in the world. But I've met some of the dumbest coaches I've ever met in my life. And the most stubborn... You got to be stubborn as fuck. You got to be stubborn. Yeah. That's why sometimes with jiu-jitsu, I was having a hard time because... It's always
you
like
you have to flow.
It's always
sometimes.
Like never tap, never tap. Wrestling is never go to your back, never go to your back, never go to your back.
Yeah,
you're always, and then if you're stuck on your back, get the fuck off your back.
Yeah,
where jiu-jitsu, it's like, all right, you got me, tap.
If you're not on top, go to your back.
Right, and no, but the whole tapping element, like wrestlers just never tap, never concede.
Right,
jiu-jitsu, it's like, all right, you got me. What did you do? How can I get better? And it's just that you have to figure out how to do that mindset. Because of that, you also got a lot of coaches that just are the most stubborn fucking people I've ever met in my life. And for example, I like this is the wrestlers only group on Facebook, and I posted like. Me interviewing Daniel Cormier or something on it. And some guy's like, I'm a moderator for the thing, and while I think you're really funny, this is not appropriate for high school. I'm like, fuck, like, all right, dude. I get it. Okay, all right, man. You know, and that's the same guy
It absolutely is appropriate, by the way. Everything's appropriate.
Yeah, for high school kids now who are listening to, you know, the craziest
rap. Our middle schoolers talk about shit that, like, I just... found out about.
Right.
Like, at 30, like, oh, shit. Oh, you can do
words
that?
Are not appropriate. Words aren't appropriate. Yeah. But, meanwhile, that's the same guy that I guarantee voted against the, like, the wrestling singlet change. Like, I mean, forever, you got these kids, these high school kids, in these revealing fucking uniforms.
Literally, like, dicks flopping around.
Yeah.
Like, you're not allowed to wear a cup.
You can
like,
see how fucking big
are you serious?
Yeah.
You can pretty much see every outline of their fucking, of their cock. Yeah. Not that you're looking for that, but you can. And kids are like, I don't want to do this fucking sport. Why?
Yeah, exactly.
It already looks very homosexual as it is. Now you got to see how big my schlong is when I'm...
Or how little mine is.
Right. So right away, when it came up to me, I'm like, no, 100% we're getting shorts. But some wrestling coaches are still like, no, I had to wear it.
Yeah.
And
see, but that's like a different thing. Like, I have to wear it so you do is like a... That's just like hazing.
And it builds character.
Know? Yeah, it does.
A lot of things build character. Going to prison builds character. Like, it doesn't mean that we send the kids to prison. Like, what are we talking about? It's anyway, listen, people. Support for MMA Roasted comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Be professional. I once tried shaving my balls by myself. I cut them. It looked like I had fucking herpes, a rash. It hurt. I was wearing some kind of underwear, and I finally got lucky, and the girl was like, I'm not going near that thing, okay? And then sometimes you try to trim yourself, and you end up looking like Edward Scissorhands, and just it's like messed down there. It's terrible, okay? It's not good. You got to check out the professionals, which is Manscaped, all right? Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Yeah, their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skincare technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. Right.
Dude, that is
how cool
lifesaver.
Yeah.
Manscaping accidents are a thing of the past. And don't use the same trimmer as on your face. Like how do you want your balls smell your face smelling like your balls?
That's why I use my roommate's trimmer.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
But there are some people like your balls are sweating all day. They're who knows what's going on down there, and then you're putting it on your face.
Yeah.
Come on. People smell like ball sack, it's not good. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? And you get 20% off and free shipping with the code MMAROASTED at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you, okay? My balls gave me a personalized thank you card recently. I'm like, how did you guys even write? All right,
that's
so
sweet. That's sweet.
You get 20% off and free shipping with the code MMAROSE at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code MMAROASTED. Check them out, okay? Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels, okay? Support MMAROASTED. It comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Number one. We want number one. So on Friday night in the LFA, my man Burchak's fighting.
Nice.
Happy for him. Love that guy. Anthony Burchak. Shout out to him. And then the UFC this week. Holloway versus Edgar.
Woo!
Man, I really want Frankie to win.
Me too, because he's such a big underdog, and I bet on him.
What's the odds?
Well, it's like pretty significant.
Like plus 375
something
or
like
something.
That. I know Cyborg is a minus 700 favorite in her fight against Felicia Spencer.
Yeah.
It's like that two-fight parlay, if both underdogs win, you're going to be freaking billionaire, dude.
Well, you're gonna be a billionaire, but how did you win last week? I saw you bet.
I won last. Wait, not the Dos Anjos card.
Yeah,
I lost miserably on that. My picks, almost every single one of my picks lost. But the fight card before that, who was that? With Ben Askren, that card. Yeah. I won about like $20.
I'd rather lose. I'd rather lose every card than win every one but one.
Dude, that's the worst.
If you're gonna lose,
the
lose
fucking
all of them.
Worst.
I've bet like a 7-fight parlay, and I've lost like fight number 4, and then I'm rooting against my picks.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
you know, fuck you too, man.
Because I don't want. Because then it's like
you don't want the pain.
I don't want the pain though, because I second guess every one of my picks, and that's the one I should have done anyway.
Yeah.
Felicia Spencer. So I hope Frankie wins. I like Holloway. I just feel like Frankie's a guy. First of all, Frankie's one of those dudes with me at least that. Doesn't matter how famous this guy gets, he always makes time to do a podcast.
Yeah.
He comes to my show. He invites me over for dinner with his family. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
Like, he's a role model. He's a kid
he's
wrestling
a good dude.
Coach. And Holloway probably is all those things too. But I don't know. It'd be nice to see Frankie get the win.
I always get kind of sad when Max fights because when you like watch him in interviews, you can kind of tell that he's taken quite a bit of punches in his life.
You think so, or he's just Hawaiian?
No, I think so. Like, remember when he.
I think
like,
it's a mix.
Do you guys agree? Like, even when he was fighting, he was going to fight Khabib, and, like, he had that nasty weight cut, and
he had a concussion
or whatever it was. It's like, I get kind of worried for that dude, because just the way he fights, he takes a lot of shots.
Yeah, he does take a lot of shots.
So I get nervous for him. I'm always take that into consideration when he starts to, or when he has a fight coming up, because I'm like, how is he going to look this time? Is he going to be slower? Is he going to have a slower reaction, whatever it is? But Frankie looks like he's 100% sharp. He's 100% there, even though he's, what, 50 years old?
You know? I mean, a lot of it is also if Frankie doesn't get clipped. Caught, you know. I he has a great chin, but he's, you know, Max has that. But Frankie seems like when he has lost those fights that he's lost, it's from one punch rocking him.
Mm-hmm.
It's and Holloway is like a guy that peppers you.
Yeah, right.
You know, he just consistently fucking beats you up, but he doesn't really. I'm not saying he doesn't have the one punch knockout, but it seems like the fights he wins, he just consistently beats the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that was against Aldo. That was against Ortega. You know, and Poirier looked amazing against Holloway.
Yeah. See, this is the thing. Like, Poirier does the same thing that Holloway does with power.
Yeah, with power.
With power.
I think he also has his number for some
reason. Max, he does all the right things. He just doesn't put that. That's what allows him to go into the fifth round and still keep the same pace. It's because he's hitting it like 60% probably. Like, he could put you out. If he threw everything into it.
Who? Poirier?
Holloway, yeah. Like, he could throw power if he needed to, which we've seen in the past. Like the perfect example is the Lamas. When he, like, pointed in the center last 10 seconds, he was... Like, if he had connected with those, really connected, like, clean shots, fuck, dude, he would have put him out.
Holloway is also one of those guys that people knew he was going to be great from the get-go. Mm-hmm. Even his first loss, which was to Poirier, people were like, watch out for that guy.
Yeah.
Now, Felicia Spencer, I don't know much about her. I know that she ran through Megan Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Megan looked terrible in that fight. That was the worst she's looked.
Yeah, she came out and blitzed. Like, she cyborged her, but with grappling. You know, like, just came out fucking blitzed, took her down, and just went hard, like, went hard and fast.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to be honest, I don't think that she's going to be ready for Cyborg.
Dude, nobody's ever ready for Cyborg unless your name's Amanda Nunes. So.
And even then, if they fought 100 times, I would say that Cyborg wins most of those times.
You think?
Against Nunez.
I don't know, man. Nunez is a fucking murderer.
I know. You're right.
She is the new Cyborg. I think she's younger, she's faster, she's just as strong. Like, nobody will be stronger than Cyborg, I don't think. But Amanda Nunes is pretty damn close.
Yeah. Imagine Amanda Nunes on the steroids that Cyborg
right.
took.
You right?
Know? Yeah.
She'd be freaking Godzilla.
She'd be RDA.
Literally.
Meanwhile, speaking of steroids, John Jones. So, I don't know what happened. It was, so, allegedly, he went to a strip club in Albuquerque, which is like, I mean, that can't be good. A strip club, I guess it's good if... I heard that strip club is not very... It's not Vegas, the Rhino.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not.
I mean...
I'm positive it's not.
So he's there. Isn't he married with kids?
Oh, yeah.
Or... And then supposedly he took the waitress's head, put it in his crotch, then choked her.
Yeah.
And
I heard he gave her a good old Trump, too. Like, just fucking... Did the old grab her by the pussy.
Really?
Every time I hear this story, something new gets added
like
to the story.
Somebody said he slapped her pussy. That was like in the article.
I've heard this breakdown of what happened like at least 10 times. Each time I hear it, something new is added.
He hit her with a spinning elbow.
Yeah. Then he fucking took her down and did a line off her ass, dude.
Then he hit her with like the that atomic leg drop that Hulk Hogan hits people while she was down there, like off the rope.
Tossed her off the top rope.
There was somehow ropes there. I don't know. What is he doing? Like, this guy could get any chick.
Dude, the master of self-sabotage, John Jones.
Like, why?
The master. The fucking master. Play devil's advocate
for John Jones. There is no proof that any of this happened. This is all just from a stripper, you know what I'm saying? Or a waitress, whatever she was, you know?
Is it a his word versus hers? There was no witnesses. There was nobody else with him. There was nobody else at the strip club.
Well, that might have happened in Albuquerque. It might not have been anything.
just two of them. Eating wings and slapping
and
asses,
also this
dude.
Happened apparently allegedly 4 months ago, so why is it just barely coming out now? You know,
I went to a strip club in Alaska, literally walked in there and there was like a guy with a radio, and then when we walked in there we thought it was closed. They put the lights on like, well, we got someone here, and then some chick came out of like the back and like started the strip. It was crazy. Whoa. But yeah, John Jones, dude, I was at a strip club one time. It was one of the funniest things. I think I was in New York, and the girl came down, like did like one of those pole tricks, and had like some kind of cheap shoes. So she landed on the ground, and her heel came off the shoe, and just fucking hit some girl on the chest with it, who was sitting there with her boyfriend. Like, boom, and like almost like would have like knocked her teeth out if it would have went higher.
Wow,
it was crazy.
That's pretty funny.
I was dying laughing. So John Jones, what are you doing? I mean, but the thing about John Jones is he walks around like he owns the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Like he does not take rejection well, and. You could almost, because based on his past actions, see this happening. Mm. But except for the choking part. I don't think he's choking a waitress. Why is he choking a waitress?
I mean...
Unless she asks for it or something. Like,
put me in
a chokehold. You know, I can see a stripper doing that.
I can definitely see that. And then him just like, you want me to fucking choke you? Let's choke you. I'm all high, hopped up on cocaine.
Do you like to be choked, motherfucker?
The whole thing is weird. The whole thing was crazy.
It sucks because, unfortunately, for John Jones's past, when new stuff like this happens, you automatically assume that he did it just because you can see him doing it.
Of course.
You know, no matter what it is these days, but it's just under law, you are not guilty and until proven
you're innocent,
or whatever
until
the
guilty.
Fuck it is.
Yeah, you're not guilty. All right. So, also on this card, Jeff Neal versus Nico Price. I don't know Nico. Isn't he the guy that, like...
You don't know Nico Price?
I know him from the elbows that
he beat Alan Joban.
Yeah, he beat Alan. He's the guy from... Isn't the guy from Naples that knocked the guy out with those elbows to the... He beat the guy from Long Island, that big, tall black dude from Long Island with, like,
he
crazy
beat,
elbows.
Yeah, fuck, I forgot his name. But he beat him from the bottom.
Yeah, he was on top. That was pretty awesome.
Nico's a big underdog in this fight, so I think that's a pretty good bet to make.
I don't know anything about Jeff Neal.
Jeff Neal is a big, like, hulking black dude. He doesn't fight that often, but he looks very, very dominant in all of his fights. So it's gonna be a tough fight. It's gonna be probably one of the best fights on the card for sure.
It's in Canada, so they put a lot of Canadians on this card, like OAM, who I thought was gonna be the next champion this week.
Yeah, man, he just kind of like it, like not fizzled, but like,
yeah, he's just
he's
not,
there,
right? But right, but
he's there.
But he, at a certain point, he was looking like he was gonna be the next big thing.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Canada, Kevin Lee left Vegas, is now training at TriStar.
Good. Interesting.
He thinks that GSP will take him under his wing, and he'll learn a lot from GSP.
Probably the best move for him, dude.
I mean, that's a fucking brilliant move. Either way, even if it's not the best move for him, or even if it's not a good fit, like, anytime you can go and get GSP to teach you some tricks, it's a good idea.
Basically, that him and GSP are kind of not similar fighters, but have a lot of the same, so that Faraz will be able to kind of work with him good.
Well, I mean, think about it. Both wrestlers, both jiu-jitsu black belts, good, like, solid striking.
Hello, is this Caitlin Neal?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're on the MMA Roasted podcast. It's me. You're here with the Ween Dog.
Yep.
And my man Tyler Smith. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty awesome.
I watched some of your fights. So Caitlin Neal is a girl who came to my show. Gorgeous girl. I mean, you see her, you're like, this. It's just a 10. Yeah. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And she comes, and then at the show, I was like, do you have a boyfriend? She said that she had gotten broken up with 2 days before. Two days before, right? And I go, what happened? And she said the guy was a dick, but she wouldn't really go into it. But this is how hot this girl is. Other fighters that were there were like, I'll date you. And then afterwards, they were chasing her out of the comedy club to get her number.
That's not surprising.
Someone succeeded, right?
Well, I guess I should thank you for that. There's been a couple of them that are still, like, trying to contact me to this day. They've been DMing me and Snapchatting me.
Nice. And how? I mean, are they being cool with the Snapchats? Or are they being kind of inappropriate? Or what's going on?
No, they're cool. I mean, I'm not really saying anything back to them, but they're still just trying.
Oh, so you're just letting them hang? You're just letting them sit in the DM friend zone?
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's fine. You don't owe them shit. That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, you're also from, like, Utah. Those guys were all from Sacramento, right? A bunch of, like, Team Alpha Male guys. So,
Yeah. They're not anywhere close. I think a couple of them are from England, and then a couple is in, like, Denver or something.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly. Well, you are a very beautiful lady. Your nickname is Katniss. I watched a bunch of your fights. They're actually hard to watch. You have great kicks. Your kicks are perfect. And a lot of your fights were very close. They could have went your way. You could easily be 6-2 right now.
Yeah, I would agree, but it just happens that way.
Yeah, well, it's okay. Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Utah, so I'm still in Utah.
All right. You grew up in Utah. Now, were you a Mormon, or did you have a lot of... What was it like growing up in Utah?
Yeah, no, I'm a Mormon. I am probably a little less active now than I was, but I claim that as my religion.
Nice. Now, Mormons get a bad rap because you think they're like sister wives and all that stuff, but that's not how it like really goes down, right?
Yeah, no, I only had one mom. My dad only had one wife, and we don't have horns, nothing weird like that.
Nice.
Pretty normal people.
Dude, all the Mormons I know, when I was in the Marine Corps, we had a sister company in Utah, and we would do like training with them, and they were the coolest guy, like the best guys, salt of the earth people,
sweet people.
Like they were just like, they're the best. So shout out to the Mormon community. Love you guys.
So what made you become a fighter? Because, I mean, it seems like you had a really nice childhood. You went to college. You're really, like, inspirational. How did fighting happen?
Yeah, so I did dance and gymnastics growing up, and I loved competing. And then once I got into college, I didn't make the cheer team, so that really sucked. But I still wanted to, like, be active and do sports. And then my friends took me to some fights my first year of college, and I was like, I'm gonna do that. And then I started training, and then here I am almost 8 years later.
I saw your fight against Shannon Sinn. You look great in that fight. You definitely... Now, Shannon has huge boobs, by the way. Very attractive woman. But it was... Am I right? I mean, was that distracting at all during your fight with her?
No. I don't really pay attention to her boobs. I think I actually kicked it a couple times, which was a little off. uncomfortable.
You kicked her. You kicked her
other
implants.
Than that, I didn't really pay attention.
Wow. Now I'm looking at you in 2009. You did the 10-year challenge, and you look like. What happened here? You look like you're like a 70-year-old cougar at like an airplane bar.
Oh my god!
But now you're like super ripped and
Utah happened.
Yeah, how did this happen?
It's some Utah style right there.
Yeah, that's kind of a Utah thing where we like poof out our hair, swoop the bangs to the side, pluck our eyebrows a bunch.
Oh, okay, got it. Now, now I'm looking at your fight you had. You and your ex-boyfriend fought on the same card back in January. Was this the guy mm-hmm. that broke up with you?
I actually broke up with him, but we fought on the same card and both got first round TKOs. It was kind of cool.
And you guys are wearing the same underwear in this picture. I'm sure, come on, what is this? How did this happen?
So I love Ellen DeGeneres, and every single time I weigh in, I wear her underwear, and since me and him are fighting on the same card, I bought him a pair to make sure that, or to like make him do that, which I didn't think he was going to. So I'm surprised he actually followed through. But
wow,
that's kind of the story behind that.
Wow,
I didn't know that Ellen had her own underwear. Maybe you should do that.
Wow,
Adam Hunter underwear.
And then I'm looking at your Hunter wear 19 to 26. So you're about to like eat an entire baked thing. And then, I mean, this was like, wow, you really are inspirational. Look at you. Like, talk
delicious.
To me.
What am I eating? Is that, what are you saying?
It looked like a brookie cake, brown, some kind of dessert with sprinkles and frosting.
So it's,
is it like a cake?
Looks amazing. Yeah.
So you said to become the baddest version of yourself, start by owning your past. That's true.
Yeah.
Respect the present and defining your future. I like that. To define your future is by putting you in the driver's seat of your life. Start with deciding, what do you really want? Will the idea of reaching that goal keep you up all night and make you excited to wake up in the morning? Yeah, that's true. Will it give you your life a sense of purpose fulfillment? That's how you know it's something worth working for. I like that. Do the small actions every day. Look at you. How did you get to, did you write all this? Did you come up with it yourself or did you steal this?
I mean, I wrote all that, but I also have like a team of people that like I kind of bounce ideas off of.
I love it. You are tough. You are resilient. You are worthy of living a fulfilling life. You are bad. I love that. Look at that.
It's dope. It's inspirational.
It is, right?
Yeah, good role model.
It makes me want to go out and like do something good with my life.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna be hard dating you though. Like, do you are guys like I had a terrible day at work, and then you give them some kind of like speech?
Yeah, that's what I do. I just try to inspire them right then and there.
Okay, fine. You don't do that. All right. So you did come to my show, which was awesome. You're doing great. Although her manager was there, and I was like, "When's your next fight?" And she's like, October. And he's like, no, it's September. Like, she didn't even know when your next fight is. When is your next fight?
It's September. I said September, and he said October. I was very confused. But, yeah, it's September, hopefully on LFA again, is what we're shooting for. They're just trying to find a girl right now.
Nice. And who do you want to fight?
I'll basically fight anyone. There's a girl that I can't remember her name right now. I would have to look it up, but she was on the Ultimate Fighter and she got cut from the UFC, and so I'd like to fight her just to kind of test myself since she has fought on that level.
Got it.
And I feel like it would kind of prove where I'm at.
And then what belt are you?
Belt?
Yeah, like jiu-jitsu?
I actually haven't tested for any belts yet. Every single time we do testing, I'm either injured or out of town or like something weird is happening. But my coach did say that he would let me test for my blue and purple at the same time. So hopefully that'll happen within the next, like, probably hopefully before my next fight.
Nice.
But so, hypothetically a purple, but not necessarily, not for real.
And your background is mostly kicking and punching?
My background, I kind of just started everything at once. But I really enjoy kicks. I think that may have come from being a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Now like just throwing head kicks all day or what?
Now, how many Because I see you post a lot of fitness videos, and which is great, super motivating, inspiring. How many inappropriate like dick pics do you get a day?
I actually don't really. Never mind. So Instagram is pretty clean. Nobody really says anything on there or like sends me weird things.
It's that dirty old Snapchat.
But Facebook. Whoa. I get like.
Really, Facebook?
A month. It's really.
Just a bunch of like 50-year-old dads or something? Like, who's still using Facebook to send dick pics?
That's terrible.
It's probably my dad.
Yeah, it's definitely Joe's the older demographic.
That's horrible. Now, what I like about you, though, is that you have a picture of you in your bedroom, which, by the way, your carpet needs a little bit of clean, but okay. And then you also you have a picture of you in the ring, and you say feminine in both. And I agree. Like, I have a daughter, and I would love for her to do, like, some kind of combat, jujitsu, or wrestling, or something. And I don't think you are less feminine because you were in a fight. Like, you know, you could be feminine in both. I completely agree with that, by the way.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, good.
Thank you.
Feel like I'm always constantly having to, like, remind people that I am, like, still a girl, even though I fight.
Yeah.
I have a question.
What's your question?
Hey, it's me, Ween Dog. I know, I'm sure you've heard of me, but my question is, so you're an MMA fighter and you train with a bunch of MMA dudes who are probably all jacked and in very good physical shape. But my question is, are you attracted to that, or are you more attracted to the new dad bod, which is hot right now? You know, dad bod, meaning you're not that in good of a shape, you know, you're kind of flabby, you got man boobs, you know. But, you know, so what is it? Are you more attracted to the jacked dudes? Or are you more attracted to the natural dad bod?
So I'm kind of more attracted to athletic.
Oh my God. I just lost all the fans.
Yeah, fuck that.
Not like steroids, like jacked out of their mind, but like athletic.
They do well for themselves.
I don't know about the dad bod. It's, that wouldn't like completely shut me down from like dating someone. It's more about...
personality.
Oh, you're lying. First of all, these guys that were hitting on her, they were all like 6'3", and then you should have
seen.
I
thought
you said
they're Team Alpha Male guys.
Well, not dumb. There was like competing. There was the guys from England, and then there was Team Alpha Male. They were competing for her number. But I saw the way she was looking at these big guys. Like, her eyes lit up, and she started getting all red in the face and like twirling her pigtails. Right? Isn't that kind of what happened?
No.
You have like a middleweights and up rule or something?
Yeah. Damn.
So.
Yeah. And speaking of that show, so I didn't realize that I kind of thought that you like invited me because I have like a decent following and maybe I would like post about it or something and like give you a little bit like of a name. I didn't realize that I was going into there and you did your research on me and I was going to get my ass roasted.
Well,
this is MMA roasted. Like, okay. What did you think was gonna happen?
Oh, you think I was using you for me to raise my stature? Oh, wow, someone's a little full of themselves.
Wow.
Okay, damn.
Well, no, like I get reached out all the time.
No, I was reaching out to you because you seem like a cool person and a sweetheart, and I wanted you to enjoy a comedy show.
I just wanted to see if you knew how to take a joke.
Yeah, I wasn't reaching out to you to like, but then when you said you come, I was like, oh, who is this person? And I was like, oh shit, she's a decent, good fighter, and you're like, wow, this is very attractive. I'm already spoken
very
for.
Married man.
So I'm a very married man. So I have to be careful with my words here. But I wasn't trying to use you to get fucking followers. Get over yourself there, Miss fucking Caitlin Katniss.
I didn't know.
I would never do that. That's not my style. If I wanted more followers, I think I'd have Ween Dog and Tyler as my co-host.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... No,
the answer is no.
It's people I like, and you seem like a nice person and a cool person, and so I'm an interesting person. So I was like, oh, I'm all about it. Plus, you started off your career 0-2, and then you came back and you won 4 out of your next 6 fights, and I thought that was really cool because a lot of people start out 0-2 and they go, fuck this, this is not my kind of sport. And the fact
then they go 0-3.
Whatever. Tyler, the fact that you're a hero, okay? You're a war hero. You're a god amongst men. But listen, Caitlin, I thought that was actually really cool. And I think that a lot of people listening to this, you know, that they maybe have losing records or they started losing. And then you're an example of someone who didn't quit. So that's really cool.
Yeah, no, it was hard to not quit and to actually, like, keep going and like believe that I belong there, but I kind of just stuck with it, changed a few things and pushed through it. So
what did you change?
Glad you recognize that.
What were some of the things that you changed?
Mainly my mindset. I would kind of just like hang back and be less aggressive. So my coaches really worked on being more aggressive with me and trying to bring that out. I'm just not naturally that aggressive of a person.
No. Did you have amateur fights?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many amateur fights did you have?
I had 8 amateur fights. 2 of those were Muay Thai.
Oh, nice.
Damn.
And what was your amateur record?
6-2.
Okay. Yeah. So you had tasted a little bit of both before you went pro, but it's rough to start out that way, you know, like.
Yeah. Especially like a nice girl from Utah who's a captain of the cheerleading team, who's used to success. And, you know, all guys are all hitting on you and telling you what you want to hear and laughing at your bad jokes. So, it's tough. It's tough. But you persevered.
Yeah.
And we like you here on the MMA Roasted podcast. And I would never use you for your followers. So, listen. But speaking of which, where can people follow you?
Yeah, I'm at Caitlin Katniss on Twitter. And then I'm way more active on Instagram. And that's Caitlin Katniss MMA. I'm sure if you type in Katniss, I'll pop up because Caitlin spelled a little differently.
Got it. Well, thank you for taking time out of your day to be on the podcast. I'm a big fan of yours, honestly. Yeah. Can I get a Katniss? Do you have T-shirts for sale or anything?
Yeah, totally. I'll send you one. Just shoot me your address.
Nice. I will. Any more questions for the Katniss?
Is your nickname from the Hunger Games?
Yeah, it is.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. Katniss Everdeen.
Yeah, dude.
Shout out.
All right.
Kind of a long story. I don't know if you want me to go.
No, it's okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thanks for.
And
yeah, thanks for having me. And I think you're super funny. So I really enjoy following you on Instagram and Twitter. And I'm glad that I could go to your show.
Anytime. Take care, Caitlin.
Good luck on the fight.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Cool girl.
All right. Yeah. Cool girl. Fun. Sweet. Laid back.
Hot.
Decent
hot.
Fighter.
Yeah. Good fighter.
Good fighter. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good fighter with some down luck.
A lot of upside.
Yeah.
Well, also it's hard when you start like.
Dude, that's tough, man. It's tough.
19 years old. You're like, I'm going to become an MMA fighter because I didn't make the cheerleading team.
Yeah.
You know, whereas like you're fighting up against people that started jiu-jitsu at 4.
Yeah.
Right.
Or wrestling at 6.
Yeah, exactly.
Or even boxing at 11 or something.
Yeah, some golden gloves. That's the thing, like, you could get your first fight could be some golden gloves champion who was a wrestler, like Cody Garbrandt. You know, like, oh yeah, cool, I drew Cody Garbrandt my first fucking pro fight. Like, that sucks. Whoever you are, that sucks for you.
Does suck. Some other news since we started, that you heard about the Bellator tournament?
No. Oh.
Yo, the Bellator has a...
We're fantastic MMA hosts. Yeah,
it actually looks... Yeah. Bellator,
the best.
Yeah,
so
no,
informed.
So Bellator started... they got this big tournament coming up.
Is it heavyweight?
No, it's 135.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go.
Bellator, hold on. Tournament. And my band's in it. A lot of them. Georgie Karakanyan's in it.
Cool.
Nice.
Shout out to Georgie and Millennia.
And then, were you here when he did the podcast, Georgie?
Yeah, when he was in your apartment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was him and the other
with his cats.
I forgot his name.
Cats. Yeah, cats.
Your cats.
Then, what's his name? It's also Caldwell's in it. Hold on.
Oh, Darian. Yes.
Let me see if I got this. So 16 man. Okay, 16 man featherweight Grand Prix. The first matchup is Sam Cecilia versus Pedro Carvalho.
Ooh.
Daniel Strauss versus Derek Campos.
Ooh.
Pat Curran versus Adam Borix.
Oh, shit.
Emmanuel Sanchez versus Taiwan Claxton. He's the guy that, like, throws those, like, flying knees from, the walkout and lands them. And then Pitbull versus Juan Archuleta.
Oh, yes.
That's on September 28th. September 7th is the first one in San Jose. This is in Inglewood.
That's a title fight, though,
September
isn't
28th.
It? Or is that part of the tournament?
I think it's part of the tournament. Juan Archuleta versus Pitbull.
No, because Pitbull's a double champ.
But I think this is the other Pitbull. This is Patricio.
Yeah.
Which is the other one.
Yeah. No. Archuleta's fighting for the title, dude.
Oh, this isn't all the tournament?
I don't think so.
It said, shortly after Bellator presented its Coker names, the first round bouts take place across two cards in September, and the matchups are as follows. Like I said, the Cecilia, Carvalho, Strauss, Campos, Curran, Adam Borix, who's 13-0, Manuel Sanchez versus Taiwan Claxton. Then on September 28th, it's Pitbull versus Juan Archuleta, AJ McKee versus Georgie.
Damn.
Darian Caldwell versus Henry Corrales.
Ooh.
And Daniel Weichel versus Saul Rogers.
Dude, these are some good fights.
Yeah.
All right, Bellator, I see you. Finally.
Who do I think is going to win this? I don't know. It's going to be... Caldwell is going to be tough to beat.
He's going to be tough to beat. I mean, I'm going to go with my boy Juan Archuleta because I've been a fan since day one.
Yeah.
And I think he has all the skills necessary. He's definitely got the work ethic. He's with TJ in that camp with all those crazy dudes in the fucking garage. So there's something there.
The great of Sam Cecilia just knocks everyone out. Just wins
the
whole
gotta
thing.
Love Sam Cecilia.
Daniel Strauss also. This is a big redemption for him.
Yes.
I don't know, man.
I got Georgie because he's the only fighter that I've met in person.
Well,
in
that's
that
a
lineup.
Good.
You know.
Yeah.
And I'm not normally a biased picker, but I like Georgie.
Yeah, of course.
Georgie, you always have to be biased. Like, if you have a person, like, it doesn't matter who Vince is fighting, I'm going to go, I'm going to go
Vince
Pichel.
Back,
like,
by the way, I texted him.
Fuck you, Vince.
I don't know what's going on with
him. All the fame is getting to his head, dude.
Oh, big time. From hell, Pichel, look at me. I beat Roosevelt Roberts, put a one on his record. I'm so fancy.
I know, dude.
James Vick announced that he's moving up.
And wait.
Yeah. Good.
Oh, yeah, but like he fucking gets knocked out dead, so it's not going to help putting another 15 pounds behind those
maybe
fists.
Maybe he won't have to actually.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he won't have to cut as much, and that might have something to do with like getting hit. Like when he gets hit, like the weight cut definitely affects that. That's one thing that a lot of people don't think about or know. It's like the weight cut will affect your ability to take a punch for sure, because you just don't have that water in your body. There's not enough fluid in your brain moving around. And your body's drained. So it's like worried about all these other things. So when you get hit, it's like, fuck, we're done.
Speaking of which, three fighters missed weight for the PFL today.
Oy.
Ramsey Nijem, stripper
Ramsey.
Come
on, Ramsey.
So he's out. Lightweight Carlos Silva was 3 pounds heavy. Mm-hmm. And featherweight Godzi Rabadanov failed to make weight. So they're out. Wow, so then all three guys get to advance. Why wouldn't you? I mean, look, you're fighting for $1 million.
Exactly.
Why would you? I would completely... I'd only fight guys that miss weight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's... And then Juan Adams and Greg Hardy buried the hatchet. That was rough. I thought Juan was gonna light him up.
Me too, dude. Man. I hate when that happens.
It was rough.
And the Bagel Boss is now training with Ally Aquinta.
I saw that.
That's hilarious. I saw that,
dude,
too.
Dude, I saw that. That's
Chris
fucking
Weidman.
Awesome.
He's got a fight coming up.
The Weidman? Bagel Boss?
Yeah.
Wait, are you fucking serious?
He's doing celebrity boxing.
Weidman?
He's a celebrity?
No. He signed with celebrity boxing.
Wait, the Bagel Boss?
The Bagel
guy?
Boss is fighting in celebrity boxing.
Who's he gonna fight?
They don't know yet.
Fucking Awkwafina?
CB Gold.
He's gonna fight.
CB Gold.
He's gonna fight Beetlejuice from Howard Stern.
They were saying that.
Are you serious?
They were saying that he might fight Shuli from Howard Stern.
Wow.
But, yeah, the Bagel Boss is fighting.
He's gonna fight Deep from Willy Wonka.
But Weidman does have a fight coming up.
Who?
Chris Weidman.
Who's Weidman, Dom Reyes.
Dom Reyes,
205 debut.
Oh, I hope Chris wins.
Oh, that's a rough fight. That's a rough fight.
Reyes just lost to Volkan, though, right?
No, he just beat Volkan, didn't he?
Well, it was
I
like
thought
a,
he beat him.
I think it was just like a split decision, maybe.
Damn, maybe it was.
But most of the people had it for Volkan. I'm not sure.
And hold Uncle on. Creepy is now doing stand-up comedy.
Awesome.
He'll be at the Dime on Tuesday night.
Cool.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So what do we got coming up, Joe?
Go follow me on Instagram at the Ween Dog, THE, no space, WEENDAWG.
And you?
I'm going to start training in the next couple weeks. Not going to be competing in August due to this stupid being old and having a shit back. Thank you, Marine Corps Jiu-Jitsu. Yeah, not much, dude. Just working. And if you wanna give me a follow, you wanna train a little bit of jiu-jitsu with me, Smithero BJJ, Smithero BJJ on Instagram.
I love it. And I will be at the Long Beach Laugh Factory tomorrow night, Friday night, coming up at the Improv on Monday night. That's this Monday night coming up. I think that's the 29th. And then doing the opening up for Russell Peters in Biloxi, Mississippi. August 16th.
Nice, dude.
Opening up
they
for
let Russell Peters in Mississippi?
Yeah.
All right.
Opening up for him again at the MGM National Harbor in Maryland on August 17th. Looney Bin Comedy Club in Little Rock, August 21st to 24th. Tommy T's in Rancho Cordova, all my SAC people, August 30th and 31st. Edmonton, Canada, September 4th to the 8th. And then House of Comedy in Phoenix, Arizona, September 18th to the 22nd. Thank you guys so much for listening. Take care and bye bye.
Trap songs and trap don'ts.
Түүний сонс до хөгжим дөрвөл лаа. Дараа стоотан дөрвөл амор уу.